friends. This year should be a special schus. Rosh Yudim and Peshadina. For Nachshon Yitzchak and Rivka Shein Achana. For Yechiel ben Shalamis. For Rabarin Sorba Moshe Mordechai. For Rabbi Yamasi ben Chana. For Rabbi Mishalom and Rabarach Hertz. Baruch Abba Atzalacha v'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. We are going to be learning about the sugya of Shechita Lavavoda. Together in Shechita v'Nevela. Based on the Torah of Agon Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal, Tosfos in Zvachim, and Daf Yedalad Amud Beis, and the Gemara that tells us that Shechita is Lav Avoda, Tosfos comments, Rav Yaakov de Orleans, Rabbi Yaakov of Orleans, today we have New Orleans, this was Old Orleans. So Rabbi Yaakov of Orleans, Mefarish, the Lav Avoda hi, Mefisha Shava b'chulinu b'kotchim. The reason Shechita is not an Avoda, Shechita is not considered an Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, it's because it's equal between Chulin and Kachim. Chulin has Shechita just like Kachim, so it's not an Avoda. Yimkein lav mitam Avoda tziva makom Shechita. Therefore, Hashem didn't command us to shecht mitam Avoda. It applies to Chulin equally, so it's not nothing special. It's no Avoda. But l'chora, this is shver, because we say earlier, 13b, that Kometz parallels Shechita. Kemitza by Menachas parallels Shechita by Korbanus. And Kemitza bevadai is an Avoda. So if Kemitza is an Avoda and Kemitza parallels Shechita, then Shechita is also an Avoda. So it's difficult, like Rabbi Yaakov Moralin said, that lav mitam Avoda tziva hamakom Shechita. Just like Kemitza was mitam Avoda, why isn't Shechita mitam Avoda? Also in the Sfas Emes, and Menachis, and Avheim with Aleph, Divor Maschil Shechita, asks on the parish of Yaakov of Orleans, Koshali Alze, the Hamas Asik B'Kotchim Puzzle. If somebody doesn't meet to Shecht, and he Shechts, the Shechita's Puzzle. Afagav de B'chulin Koshim, the Chulin it's Koshim, Kain Al Korchlam, it's his Koshim, Namra Shechita, V'lachshur Shab Ravod, V'lachshur Shab Ravoda. So what's the difference? Why is Misase Kosher by Chulin and not by Kachim? It must be because by Kachim it's a mitzvah, and therefore Misase, if one didn't intend to shecht, and he nevertheless shechted, it's possible Mashenkin by Chulin. So it must be that there's a chiluk, and the chiluk is that it's an avoda, and avoda has to be done with intent. That would explain why Misase by Kachim is possible. And yet, we see not like that. Rabbi Yaakov Merlin says, "Lam mitam avoda, lav mitam avoda tziva hamakom." No, no, it's not an avoda. Be'etzem inyan misasik debekotchim pasul v'chulin kosher. Tosus later on, 47a, divra maslam misasik debekotchim pasul explains. V'nira hay misasik dekotchim haynu miskaven lechtichas simonim below the shem zvicha debechulin kosher a kosher v'chulin pasul. It would appear that this misasik of kachim means that he's miskaven, he intends to shecht the simonim, to cut the simonim, and his intention isn't l'shem zvicha. His intention is not to actually do the mitzvah of shechita. He wants to cut simonim, but he doesn't intend to do the mitzvah of shechita. In other words, he tells us defining what the misasik is. Misasik is not pshat, as one might think. It normally is in Shabbos that you intend to do one thing and then you end up doing something else. You intend to scratch your nose and you end up hitting the light switch. So there you b'chal weren't thinking about the light switch. But here it's not what misasik means. It's not pshat that you were just, you know, playing around with a knife and you end up shechting an animal. Pshat is that you wanted to shecht it, you wanted to cut the simanim, you just didn't have kavana l'shem zvicha kaloshen atosus, which apparently means you didn't have kavana to do the mitzvah shechita. So by chulin it's kasher, and by kachem it's pasul. That's tosus. There's a chazanish about this in Svochim, in Simen Samech, and Simen Chaf. Os Yud Gimel, where he concludes, Ain mis ain of kusav ain iskavin lahatir iser ain azvuchel ain amiskav mitzarch lechavin lahatir iser carbon lachshir lekaparoso choshlon iskavin lahachshir a carbon lahatir iser nevela mikri misasik. according to the Chazon Ish, a person has to have kavana to be matir the carbon, and to be machshir the carbon. El tzarech l'chavin lahatir es carbon al shir the kaparaso. He has to have kavana that the carbon should be matir, and if all his kavana was to be matir the isur nevela, that's called misasik. So first of all, it's not like Tosfos. Tosfos defines misasek as he doesn't have kavana; he has kavana for chatichas simanim, but he doesn't have kavana l'shem zvicha. All he needs is kavana l'shem zvicha, and he's cool. According to the Chazon Ish, kavana l'shem zvicha is not enough. Just to have kavana to be matir isur nevela is not enough. He needs kavana to be machshir the carbon. So the Chazon Ish is not like Tosfos. Tosfos holds just to have kavana to shecht properly, chora even just to be matir isur nevela. And the Chazon Ish says no, you have to have kavana to be machshir the carbon, otherwise it's misasik. So the Chazon Ish is at odds with Tosfos, and the Chazon Ish is also at odds with the Rambam. The Rambam in Psulei Mukdoshim 1:3 writes, "Hashoychet es hakotshim v'lo niskavin l'shchita elo kimisasek harei elu psulin ad sheyiskavin l'shchita." If somebody, sorry, you'll forgive me whenever I, not whenever, but often when I quote a Rambam, I get very excited. The Rambam's exciting for me. When somebody shechts kotchim and he doesn't have kavana for shechita, rather he's kemis asek, it's possible he just has to have kavana l'shem shechita. So you see that according to the Rambam, we require only that he should be miskavin l'shem shechita, kedivrei atosfos, and not that he has to have kavana to be matir the carbon, and to be machshir the carbon the kaparoso, kedivrei achazon ish. However, the Chazon Ish asked the kasha. We didn't read out the whole Chazon Ish, but the Chazon Ish is not an easy read. Somebody wrote a doctorate, Professor Brown from the Hebrew University, wrote a massive book on the Chazon Ish. What impressed me is just a Jew, a professor who's not, you know, didn't spend too much time in yeshiva, and go through all of Kisvei Chazon Ish. It's mamish, kodshim, tairis, zroim, not easy in yanim b'chlal. And they went through the whole thing, and you know, he has a whole academic approach to it. But just to understand the Chazon Ish, every sugya to be holding in all these very very complex sugyas with all the diyukim of the Chazon Ish and all of his very, very precise analysis, very impressive. And that's besides all the other material he covered in the book and history and so much. Anyway, some people are very gifted, so God gave him a gift, and I hope he continues to use it for the advancement of knowledge and understanding of important things and ideas. In any event, the Chazon Ish asked the kasha. He says that the mashmos of the pasuk is v'kra mashma the inyan kotchim doresh kavana l'shem ben bokor. The hainu l'shem yitaron sheyesh beben bokor zeh mikudash. That you have to have kavana als carbon. That's what your kavana has to be. The mashmos of the Torah is that you have to shecht it l'shem ben bokor for the sake of this being a carbon. L'shem ben bokor amakudash, this sanctified carbon. That's why you're shechting. Chazanish asks another kasha. Sheim chaluka shchitas kodshim. To use his lashon, it's always special to say over the lashon of the Chazanish. Ve'odi cholak shchitas kodshim shchitas chulin linyan heter habosol imkenim lo kivein lahatir tehin veila. There's a distinction between shchitas kodshim and shchitas chulin as far as the heter basar goes, being matir the basar. So if you're not miskaving lahatir by kodshim, it should be in a veila. Like according to the Man D'Omer, that chulin requires kavan. If you're not mechavein, it's in a veila. So why don't we hear by kodshim that if you don't have kavan for a heter basar, it's in a veila? So according to Tosfos, that's all you need. All you need is kavanah to do a proper ma'aseh shechita. But why don't we hear that by kachim, if you shecht it without that kavanah, not only is it not a good shechita, if you don't have kavanah to be matir the basar, but it's the animal's in a vela. It's b'chal not a shechita. And that we haven't heard. So our avoda is to try to understand what the geder of the shchita lava voda is, and what the geder of what we asik is by kachim, to understand shchita, to understand vela. So we see in the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuf Chof Omad Aleph. Shenevela hutro mechlal mechlola gabi meliko. We find that a nevela was hutro mechlola, was permitted from its klal ha'iser. In other words, in general, nevela is asur, but a nevela is mutter when you do malika, when the kohen shechs the animal with his nail, gabe malika. We also see this in Yevamis 32b, nevela hutcher b'mikdash b'malika. And this apparently requires further understanding. Sharei malika materes bosor ba'achila. Malika's matir the bosor ba'achila, tmtara midei nevela. Like we see in the Rambam in Psulei Mukdashim 7:1. And if so, l'chora, even b'malika ain a nevela. If you do malika, it's not a nevela. So if that's true, how's it considered a nevela hutra mechlala gabe malika? Kevin de Molak, the person did malika, it's not a nevela. Hutra mechlala means that it's a nevela. But in this case, the nevela is mutter. Ma pitom? It's bechlal not a nevela. It's a beseder gamorzach. It's malika, it's good. It's matir bachila, it's matar midei nevela. Kol beseder. Look in the Rambam in Psulei Mukdashim 7:1. So it would appear from this that shchita is not only a heter bosor la'achila v'hotso mitumas nevela. Shchita is not merely permitting the meat for consumption and taking it out of the status of tumas nevela. Ela d'yesh inyan shchita bifnei atzma. There's an inyan of shchita independently. There's shchita that's matir the basar and that's motzi mitumas nevela. And then there's the inyan of shchita bifnei atzma, the independent status of shchita. So you have both. You have shchita bifnei atzma, and then they have the outcome that the basar is mutter ba'achila and it's tahora min nevela. Umelika, ain't a ofen acher shel shchita. Malika is not just another form of shechita, because if that were the case, it would be effective even with regard to chulin. But rather, she'osea totsa'ot shel shechita b'li ha'inyan shel shechita. So that's the chiddush of Malika. The chiddush of Malika is that you have the results of shechita without the inyan of shechita, without the essential matter of shechita, without the intrinsic act of shechita, you get the results of shechita. That if you have malika, it's metar midei nevela, and it's matir the basar ba'achila, even though shechita you don't have. So according to this, it would appear that only when there's the inyan of shechita, there's no chefetz of nevela. But b'malika, that there's no inyan of shechita, this is a chefetz of nevela. But nevertheless, the malika's matir the basar ba'achila, it permits the food for consumption, and it purifies it from the impurity of an avela. And the biur geder ha'inyan, to explain the nature of this shechita versus malika, is that shechita is not just an inyan b'shlila. Shechita is not merely he'ader chiyut, but rather shechita is an inyan b'chiyuv. Shechol al yedei ha'shechita chalos din misa. That through the shechita you have a chalos din misa. It's not just a lack of vitality in the animal, but rather there's an active chalos din misa. Because we see that a heter shechita is even effective by ben pkua and mifarkeses. Even though there's no heder chiyus, because they're alive. In other words, a ben pkua is considered, if it's the animal, the mother was shechted and then the baby came out, so the ben pkua is considered geshechted, and the ben pkua is considered that it was shechted. And in mifarkeses, the animal is still alive, but already has a din shechita once the maisa shechita was done. Even though the animal is still alive, it still has a din shechita. So you see that it's not just the inyan of heder chiyus, but rather it's a davar chiyuvi. Shechita ve inyan b'chiyuv, shechol al yedei ha'shechita chalos din misa. And therefore, this is shayich even by a ben pku and a mifarkeses, because it has the inyan chiyuvi, the positive element of misa. So it emerges according to this that there are two types of death. There's one death of shechita, she'az chol al yedei ha'shechita chalos din misa, u'ba'ofen misa kaze ein ha'cheftze shel nevela. There's the misa of shechita, and then through the shechita there's a chalos din misa, and this is not a chefetz of nevela, because he did the shechita, he did a proper shechita, it's not a chefetz of nevela. And then you have a misa that's without shechita, and that's a chefetz of nevela, because if shechita was just an inyan shlili of a lack of life, a lack of vitality, then you wouldn't be able to distinguish between a misa tivis, a natural death, and shechita, because they're both a lack of life, they're both dream shlilim, they're both an inyan of chasar and chiyus. But since shechita is something positive, that it has a chalos shem shechita on it, asim kacha, we can distinguish between a misa tivis, which is a cheftz of nevela, and shechita, which is positive and not a cheftz of nevela. And according to this, mitba'er hetev ma she'amarnu lefnechen shebemelika have chefze shel nevela. Melika is a chefze of nevela. That's what we said before. Even though Malika is mitayer midei nevela, b'foal, and it's mati or the basar, but still it's a chefz of nevela, because only if you have the inyan of shchita, the intrinsic maisa shchita, through which there's a chalos din misa, then it's a misa shchita, then it's not a chefz of nevela. Ma'ashen kein malika, where there's no inyan of shchita, there's just the totsos of shchita. In other words, there's a heter of achila and a tara mitumas nevela. Then there's no chalos din misa. And the misa is kachol misa tivis, is like any death without shchita. And therefore it's considered a chefetz of nevela. So you have a real paradox. When it comes to an animal that died via malika, then on one hand, it's kosher, it's not a nevela, mutar b'achila. On the other hand, it's still a chefetz of nevela. And therefore, we understand this is the way we're going to explain pshat in the Gemara. You're going to say, "Oh, where's this lumdus coming from?" It's coming to say pshat in the Gemara, Chulin 120a, that nevela hutra mechlala gabe malika. But we said it's bechlal not an avela if you did malika. Teretz is, of course it is. A malika makes it a chefetz of nevela, like we explained. And nevertheless, the malika permits it ba'achila. And therefore it's considered hutra mechlala gabe malika. It's considered an avela that was permitted through malika. It's an avela. But the malika was matirit lamaisa b'fo'al, the totsosar that it's mutter. So this is a leg one of our journey. We have Asach Meir Tzuzagin Tzureden. We have a lot more to say, but my rule in life is, which I actually derived from the Gemara, Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Mua Tafasta. It's always better less than more. Too little and not too much. I don't want to overflow and people feel like drowning sometimes in information and ideas, and it's overwhelming, so that we don't want to do. So we can digest this. Baruch Hashem, it's a good pun. We're talking here about the Heter Shechita, and then we would like to extend our journey in our next get together in this Inyan, and I'm looking very much forward. We're going to see Neflos, so please stay tuned. And we should take a bizocha, lilmodu lelamed, lishmo velasos. The kaim is called divrei salmu taraso biahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.